This weekend, 10,000 cyclists are going to ride 200 miles from Seattle to Portland in a massive bicycling event known as the STP. 73-year-old Jerry Baker will be one of those cyclists. He's ridden every year for all 36 years of the ride, including the very first year. Jerry Baker says when the STP started way back in 1979, it wasn't even really an event. It was more like an idea.
One of my roommates and a couple other friends just thought it was going to be a good idea to go have a bike race, a time trial from City Hall to City Hall. And they just did it.
How many of you were on that first Seattle to Portland ride?
Well, about 100 started, but 69 people finished. Because the first year it was a headwind and wet almost all the way.
That sounds pretty unpleasant.
It was. I'm surprised it ever happened again. But then, because in 1980, 79 was the first year. 1980, St. Helens blew up. So they didn't do 80. So the second ride was in 81.
What's it like to ride a bike for so long? I'm just imagining your backside gets sore.
Well, the underside, maybe. No, I mean, that first ride, that was in 79. It was in wool shorts and a real chamois. Now it's in Lycra with a pretty esoteric synthetic pad. It's much substantially better than it used to be.
Do you have to mentally prepare? Is it a mental trial beyond a physical trial to ride all that way?
I think in 79 it probably was, and probably for the first 2 years after that, maybe. But now it's just, I've done it so many times, it's just there.
What changes have you noticed in the race over the years? Of course, a lot more people are cycling.
A lot more people. Just the logistics of handling 10,000 people as opposed to 100 people is just immense.
What's the hardest part of the trip from here to Portland?
I hate the Longview Bridge.
Why is that?
Well, it's uphill and it's narrow and it's busy. And on the one days, you just go right up the narrow shoulder. If you drive it, do it in 2 days, they have a rolling enclosure, then it's pretty simple. But then if it's 2 days, the Highway 30 into Portland is also not so pretty.
And what's the best part of the STP?
Finishing.
End to the end. But is there something between here and Portland beyond finishing and accomplishing that where you're going riding along and you're going, this is nice?
Well, generally when you get past the Fort Lewis area, it's nice.
This will be your 36th year riding from Seattle to Portland. Have you finished every time?
No. I've had one year in the early 80s. I stopped in and my folks with my wife was riding that year. We were doing one day. And my folks lived in Puyallup, about mile post 40 on the ride, in a trailer home. And we stopped there for breakfast. And the rain came down on that middle roof like you wouldn't believe. And every time we got up to leave, I don't know what happened, but the rain just sort of increased. And my dad said, Portland, Puyallup, what's the difference?
So you did the STP.
One of my STP
Seattle to Puyallup.
Was Seattle to Puyallup, you know. I thought that was pretty good, you know.
You've ridden, as I understand it, over your lifetime, 200,000 miles, which someone figured out was 8 times around the globe. How do you think your life would be different if you hadn't ridden all those miles?
I'd probably be fat, maybe sitting around. Maybe I wouldn't even be here. I don't know. I think cycling just keeps you fit, keeps you younger, keeps you talking.
Why do an endurance ride? I mean, you don't have to drive all the way from here to Portland. You could take a shorter ride than that.
Sure. But I guess now it's expected. I've done it so many times, I have to keep doing it.
It's expected of you.
Yeah. The question I have in my mind keeps saying, how many times should I do it? And I'm thinking maybe if I do it for 40 times, that should be enough, don't you think?
Tomorrow, Jerry Baker is going to set off from Seattle City Hall, headed to Portland City Hall for the 36th time. That's the route of the Seattle to Portland bicycle ride, the STP. 73-year-old Jerry Baker has ridden in the STP every year for the past 36 years.